Mozart's 250th birthday this year, all over America, even in Lake Wobegon. Choirs celebrating, singing Mozart. Our choir back in Lake Wobegon High School attempted it too. I don't recall that we sang this. Sing it, I'll remember. She was tall and had red hair tied up in a braid. She read Dostoevsky and Flaubert and Jean-Paul Sartre. And I wanted to know her, and I didn't know where to start. But I stood behind Mary Jo in choir. I looked at her red hair, and my voice got higher. I was only a baritone when I smelled her cologne. And the heat of her body, I was Pavarotti. Well, Mary Jo, she ran around with a more intellectual crowd. And she looked at me and saw a loser, I've no doubt. But in choir we took our places in three straight rows. And my place was right behind Mary Jo's. I stood behind Mary Jo in choir. I looked at her red hair and my voice just got higher. I was only a baritone, but when I smelled her cologne, one deep breath and bingo, I was Placido Domingo. At school, the choir gave a concert in the gymnasium every May. We stood and we sang Mozart, Schubert, and Gabriel Fauré. Miss Falconer was waving a stick, but I sure didn't care. I was looking at the back of Mary Jo's hair. 'Cause I stood behind Mary Jo in choir. I looked at her red hair and my voice just got higher. I was only a baritone, but when I smelled her sweet cologne, imported from Paris, I was Jose Carreras. Well, I haven't seen Mary Jo for about 35 years. But whenever I listen to Mozart, she sort of reappears. And the Agnus Dei sung so sweet and so slow. I just close my eyes, and there's the back of the neck of Mary Jo. Well, I stood behind Mary Jo in choir. I looked at her red hair, and my voice just got higher. I was only a baritone, but when I smelled her cologne, it was some rare kind of spice. It was paradise.
Amen, amen, amen.
She stood right in front of me in choir. She was an alto. I was a baritone. She was Catholic. I knew that. It was a problem growing up in Lake Wobegon. I belong to the Sanctified Brethren. We believe that God looks on the heart, and that to those who hold God's revealed truth, our voices are the most beautiful of all. This was a test of faith for me when I heard the Sanctified Brethren sing. When you cleave to the revealed truth, your numbers will always be small. And there were only 12 of us gathered together, some of them children. So when we sang, it sounded like geese sort of wandering lost through the yard. We sang together in Miss Falconer's choir in the high school. Miss Falconer was an elegant woman with beautiful knit blue dress. When she directed the choir, we could watch those two auxiliary arms underneath her upper arms as they bounced in counterpoint to the music. Didn't much care for her musical selection. She chose these tunes like Come to the Woods and Pick Birch Boughs for Mari's Wedding and April is in My Mistress's Face and July in Her Heart Hath Place by Thomas Morley. Nothing a boy would care to sing. Yo ho, ye gondoliers, that sort of thing. We weren't a great choir. We were a little timid about pitch. We wanted to be sure to hear the note from the next person before we sang our note, so a chord kind of slid through the choir gradually. But she stood right in front of me, and she sang in that beautiful Catholic choir. And when I heard them on Sunday morning singing from Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility Church that week before Easter, singing Foray, it was such a miracle to hear that music reverberating in the great marble brick palace there in our midst. One almost felt that one might be Catholic in some recess of your heart when you heard Gabriel Fauré. That's how I remember them sounding. That's how they sound in my memory. If you went and heard the choir today, they might not sound quite that good. But that's how they sound in my memory. I go back to Lake Wobegon in the spring, and it's all still there. Farmers Union grain terminal towers and the steeple of the Catholic Church, Lutheran Church, exactly where it always was. And then all of these strangers who I went to school with. One more spring in Minnesota to call upon Lake Wobegon. Old town, I smell the coffee. If I could see you one more time. That long, long time is always on my mind. Just a stranger with memories, days of long ago. Could it have been 40 years since then? What happened to us? I'd love to know. One more time, this dance together, just you and I. Now don't be shy. This time I know I'll hear the music. If you would hold me one more time. Well, that yard and that tree, you climbed it once with me, and we talked of cities that we'd live in someday. I left, old friend, and now I'm back again. Please say that you missed me since I went away. One more spring in Minnesota to come upon Lake Wobegon. Old town, I smell the coffee. If I could see you one more time. One more spring and the choir is singing an Easter anthem of God's grace. I rise and slip past the sopranos back to the third row and take my place. Back with the basses, I take my place. I listen to that choir back home and I thought maybe you are Catholic and you just don't know it. Even though they hold to wrong doctrine, what if God told you that you were in some small magical way? Maybe that's why their music appeals to you and their secret language, Latin. And think of all those times when you walk through school and you always take the same route. And when you pass the flag, you always touch the flag. And when you walk up past the library, you always reach out and you always touch the plaque to the war dead, and you touch the name of Sylvester Krueger every time. You do this and you avoid stepping on cracks, so that you will not kill your mother, so that your house will not go up in flames, so that your family will not crash into a bridge abutment. Perhaps you are Catholic. And this will all come to pass one day. You'll go away to a monastery, the monastery of St. Clarence out in North Dakota. You'll go out there on the train, a monastery for recovering Protestants. Yeah. Live out there, and you'll wear clothes that you make yourself out of wheat. And you'll keep silence for the rest of your life, and you'll eat oatmeal 3 times a day. And you go to Mass every day. And then, once a week, the nuns of St. Clair will come over from their cloister, and they'll join us to sing. And there is Mary Jo. I recognize her, even in her habit, though her red hair is covered. I recognize her. Her name is now Sister Felicitas, and she's standing right in front of me. I've taken a vow of chastity. My heart is pure. I feel no carnal urge whatsoever. My heart is pure. I feel no carnal urge whatsoever. None. None. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, all the children are above average.